Is the Church of England's process for dealing with accusations of clergy misconduct fit for purpose? Clergy discipline measures, or CDMs, were introduced by the Church in 2003, so you might think the system is pretty well established by this point. But in last week's programme, two priests described the impact the CDM process had on them and their families when a complaint was raised against them. They asked us to revoice their comments to protect their identities.
When the bishop finally got around to reading my defence, he said that the whole thing was maliciously motivated and the outcome was no further action. When I was told that, I just burst into tears. Just a sense of relief, because being a vicar, your integrity is incredibly important, because no one wants to employ a vicar where there's a lack of integrity. It's not just your job, it's your vocation, it's your home. And frankly, if I hadn't been cleared, I just don't know what I would have done.
At one point, I had a notification from the Archdeacon, and I might receive death threats. You just left so lonely. I tried to get help from the union. The union rep emailed me one Friday night about 10 o'clock and said, "I don't think I've managed to convince you how serious this is." And I went upstairs because I just wanted everything to end. But my husband was so brilliant. Even now, 2 years since receiving the CDM, I still feel something bad's going to happen.
Well, during the week, we received a number of emails from listeners with more criticisms of the CDM process. One priest said, "CDMs are a cruel and vile way of persecuting clergy who have a disagreement with someone in a position of power." A church member who took out a CDM told us the diocesan authorities displayed little competence or knowledge about how to conduct a process that was fair and even-handed to all parties. And Jo Kind also contacted us. She raised a CDM against a priest who abused her, and now she sits on the working group chaired by Tim Thornton, the bishop at Lambeth, looking at how the system might be reformed. Jo has waived her right to anonymity to speak to us about how the current system impacts upon survivors of abuse.
My role is both as a survivor of abuse, but also as somebody who has been a complainant through a CDM process. Once the process has started, it's like being sucked into some machine that is difficult to stop. There's difficulties with time frame, with not being kept informed. And I think the basic thing is that you're asking a bishop to be the judge of a quite ferocious process, really. You have to put your trust in the process as a complainant, and for the respondent, possibly their home, livelihood and career is at risk. And you're asking a person who is their boss, their pastor and pastor potentially to the complainant, to act as judge. And it just defies all logic, really. There's no consistency across dioceses as to how well people are supported in the process. I can only speak from the complainant side. I was advised not to take out a CDM myself because it would be stacked against me in terms of support. And in the end, I did, and it proved to be an excoriating process for me. I hope that the work that we're doing will come through very quickly and recommendations will be taken up quickly. I think there's an urgency to this, which may get slowed down by the synod process. I just hope that things can be put through as quickly as possible.
Jo Kind, and I spoke earlier to Cherry Van, the Bishop of Monmouth, before she took up that appointment with the Church in Wales. She served as Archdeacon of Rochdale, where she was involved in administering the CDM system. Given that experience, I asked her if she thought the current system was fit for purpose.
I think it works best when the allegations are very serious and or of a criminal nature. I, in my experience as Archdeacon of Rochdale, brought two such complaints. They were very clear and the process worked as well as it could. Obviously, I didn't know how the people on the receiving end of that felt the experience, but as far as I was concerned, it was a very helpful mechanism to bring justice to a very awful situation. That said, I've also been aware of 4 or 5 other cases where the CDM process has just not been the right way forward. They've been used by people who want to punish the parish priest, who don't agree with the parish priest, who perhaps even don't like the parish priest. On occasion, I've tried to mediate between the complainant and the priest themselves, and certainly on one occasion there was no interest at all in mediation. This person wanted to go to the top, and it was completely and utterly devastating for the priest involved.
So a system that is about trying to ensure that justice is done, whilst also trying to bring harmony within the church, is producing these kinds of outcomes. Does it suggest to you that really this comes down to how well trained and how successful a particular diocese might be in interpreting the system and employing the rules, whereas other dioceses may be simply employing the rules inappropriately?
I mean, that may be the case. I'm sure that different dioceses do have different cultures, if I can put it like that. But the process is the process. Once the process starts, there's nothing anybody can do but move forward with the process in as humane a way as possible. But those on the receiving end of such complaints are just left high and dry. They have the archdeacon who is doing what they can. But I have to say, on two occasions, I wasn't even aware that a complaint had been made about two of the priests. And then the bishop, of course, has to withdraw any pastoral contact because he or she has to make the final judgment. So the priests are left terrified, not knowing who to turn to, afraid of letting anybody know that this is happening because of what it might do to their reputation.
An extraordinary situation in Rochdale when you were archdeacon, if you didn't even know that two people were facing complaints and it was your responsibility to administer the system.
Indeed, and I think that was because the two priests in question didn't know what I knew, didn't know obviously what my views were, didn't know that they could trust me, even though we'd got a very good working relationship. Once the CDM is in place, the world goes in a spin for people, and they don't know who to turn to, they don't know who they can trust, and the pastoral care is somewhat lacking.
Well, last week on the programme, Tim Thornton, as I say, the Bishop at Lambeth, suggested a possible way forward might be to introduce a kind of triage system that would help to stream out complaints and separate them out into complaints of various degrees of seriousness. Does that sound like it could be a way forward for you, rather than sort of triggering this system for everybody when it comes around?
That sounds a really sensible way forward. And I think if that a way can be found to separate out the really serious cases for which the CDM was introduced and which works as well as any system like that can work, then that would be great. Because I have to say that the CDMs that have been brought, in my experience, to a number of clergy is people using it in order to get at the priest.
You think it's a vexatious process for some people?
Yes, I think it can be used in a vexatious way. And I think people who, as I say, want to get at the priest, who aren't interested particularly in finding another way forward, just go to the top. And I think another system that can be found to weed things out so that, yes, CDM is used for the really serious, probably criminal cases, but other cases are dealt with in a very different way, would be a relief to everybody, I'm sure.